Hello.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. Sir, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about some issues facing the community and the nation? I'll be as brief as possible, okay? Now, sir, if you don't mind me asking, I know it's still a long way out, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Hello?
Yeah, I'll be voting.
You'll be voting? Okay. So to make sure that we are speaking to people above 18, what is your age, sir?
20?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day, sir. Just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask your race, white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race? I'm sorry?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10? Thank you, sir. Moving forward, regardless of how you have voted in the past, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. Strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Strong Republican, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, sir, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Immigration and border security, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedom, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, health care costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, and standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Please pick two.
Probably health care and border patrol, or border protection.
Border patrol, immigration and border security, and health care costs, you did say, correct? Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve the Supreme Court.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying worse.
Getting worse. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same rights.
Thank you. And, sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
You never heard of them, or you have no opinion?
Probably no opinion.
Okay. Moving forward, Donald Trump.
I like him.
So from 0 to 100, 0 means you...
Well,
Unfavorable 50 means also, and 100 means you're very favorable of them.
100.
100. Thank you. What about Black Lives Matter?
Zero.
Zero. What about Joe Biden?
Zero.
What about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
100%.
100%. What about Cornell West?
High 50.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Can you repeat that, please?
50.
50. Thank you, sir. Kim Scott.
No opinion.
No opinion? What about the Republican Party?
100%.
100%. Moving forward, sir. Moving forward here so I can get you back.
Yeah, I gotta go, bro.
You gotta go?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.